made, by my estimation, the second most important positive decision of my life to date in eighth grade. This is a fairly short story. Not much happens, strictly speaking, but it is important. I think about it a lot. In middle school, I didn't really have people to sit with at lunch. I sort of did, but they were being nice to me. If there wasn't room at the table, as often happened, I sat semi-alone at sparsely populated tables with kids reading high fantasy novels and not speaking. Reading silently was and is relevant to my life and interests, to be clear, but that is certainly not a group activity. I was stressed about lunch a lot. I didn't know where to stand outside on the grass after lunch. I didn't know where to look or who to talk to or who I was annoying. I stayed in the bathroom a lot. Lunchroom anxiety is cliche, and you can understand why. In the lunchroom, people are forced to physically group themselves, and I did not have a group. I don't want to make it sound like anyone was particularly unkind to me in middle school. That is not the case. I was, however, very often alone. At some point in eighth grade, I made a decision. I asked to sit at a different table. I remember very clearly my friend Sammy looking up at me. Yeah, she said. We can make room. She wasn't my friend Sammy then. I probably knew her, sort of. I could tell you now every person who sat there, but at the time I only sort of knew them all. It was awkward at first, at least to me. I don't know how I became a part of that group, but I kept coming back, and somehow I ended up as part of the group's long chain emails, and then the private Facebook group where we posted things just for each other. I was invited to the Friday thing every Friday. I still am when it happens. Looking back, this may seem like a major event just within middle school. It's not. These are still my friends. This was a turning point in my life. I would not be here like this without them. Without my best friend Erica, I can say honestly and with no hesitation that I do not know where I would be. And maybe there are a lot of things like this that seem less necessary and more juvenile the farther you get away from them. But they weren't, and this wasn't. This is just as important as at this time. This affected everything.
Good. Yep.
But it's recording again.